Going.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, sweet silence on this end.
Record at the tone. Boop.
Was my portion of the show loud enough yesterday? I didn't need to, like, my lines look a little low, but I feel like it's never been an issue.
Yours was, like, really strong, actually.
Okay. I'll tone it down a bit.
So, apparently, it was a Strucker.
Was it?
I cannot find Zemo in the cast at all, but there is a Baron Wolfgang von Strucker.
Yeah, I thought it was a Strucker.
I thought it was a Zemo.
So did I.
I mean, with a name like Strucker, he had to be good.
Yeah.
No, see?
Big boss, see?
So, was there any mail this week? Because I was looking at Reddit, and there's, like, no comments on Reddit.
Yeah, virtually none.
Everyone quit listening to us.
But,
it is possible that we've peaked.
The few people that did comment put in a lot of comments. It's probably because we're always late.
Never on time, he's always early. Late! Oh my god, I was in the room with the whitest of white ladies of all time today.
Okay.
They were talking about doing something with Penn State, and they made a comment of how they needed to get with OPP. And I said, well, you know me! And they went, what? I'm like, who's down with OPP? And they went, what? And I said, yeah, you know
all
me.
All the ladies. Every last homie?
Right. Like, and I'm like, right. I'm like looking at them. I'm like, you have no idea what I'm talking about. And they're like, no. I'm like, never heard this song. Okay. That was sad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We good?
I'm
no
ready.
No is an acceptable answer.
No, I think I'm ready. I've got a support. I've got Wiccan. I've got an infographic. I got a second to pull up some information about what... I know what I actually read about North Star at work today, so I'm good there.
I don't know anything about North Star. Didn't look at it.
I don't know what Drax you are, so I'll let you go first.
There's only one Drax.
Yeah, no, but...
Nah, I mean, kind of, sort of.
Former California real estate agent gets sucked into space, gets turned into Thanos' goon.
No?
Yes?
Was never Thanos' goon.
I'm pretty sure that's how he got his powers.
Okay, then I don't know what Drax we're talking about, because that is not at all what I have.
How did your Drax get his powers and become not human anymore?
He was killed by Thanos, but Thanos' dad was watching and took his soul to Kronos, and Kronos designed Drax to seek vengeance against Thanos.
All right, that could be true. Yeah, Thanos' dad, same thing as Thanos. Some actual powerful person's goon.
Specifically made to destroy Thanos. I did, from what
yeah,
I'm reading.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
He would not be, he would never be a goon.
Everybody knows that'll never work. Can't kill Thanos.
Well, that is true, but try-in's half the fun.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking now. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, Ray.
Okay.
We are closely matched. Yeah. Well, not as closely as I think, but.
You want to open up said channel then?
Yep.
I was almost there. Click.
I'm about to. That's what I was born to do.
Do. Man, that's twice that I've sung that today.
We've now made this a competition, and Grinch and Twomp were, I don't even know who won, but that was close.
Grinch says Twomp won.
Okie doke.
Sharif didn't like it. God, Nebula, what do you even do?
No one knows.
She can heal herself.
Mystery.
Can she?
Kinda. Well, you know what she can do from the comics, though. She was awesome in the comic, Infinity War. And by awesome, I mean kind of lame, but save the day.
I mean, in the movie, she's Amy Pond, and that's cool.
That is cool.
I do love Amy Pond. There, Blade will hit somebody with a sword. That'll win this fight. You don't get to talk, Samurai. You're an evil person. He recommended in the survey that to take away all Dazzler's powers. And... when I asked anybody, like, I asked everyone at Discord, I'm like, did anybody bother to write in the other field that they get their news from this here podcast? Crickets. Not a single person said, yes, I get my news from you guys. So there will be one vote in the survey for this podcast that was written by me.
I don't think that the people who regularly participate in Discord use this podcast for their news. I'm quite sure that that is true.
But if they lied about it... it would be better for us.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of them.
There you go. Grinch will mention us.
All right, there'll be two.
I haven't taken the survey yet.
Yeah, I will mention us now that I know that there is a survey to take.
It came up at a very inopportune time, and I actually wanted to play the game, not take a survey, so...
Would you like to take a survey? Do you eat beans? Do you like George Wendt? Would you like to see a movie starring George Wendt eating beans? I mean, you know, why not? I'd watch a movie starring George Wendt eating beans. How bad can it be? It's going to be better than King Ralph, right?
Not going to mention Samurai's comment in Discord.
Yeah, no, I already told him he was a bad person. That is the one thing that I actually asked for, was that they give me my Namor. And then I thanked them a whole lot for giving me Dazzler and told them how great they were. Because I'm a nice guy.
I don't even know who my most recent request for the game is.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a tough... There's always times when I think I should pepper in, you know, a classic, like, you know, I've been playing this game for a while now, and I still don't see Sabretooth, but most of the time I just tell them to please put magic in the game.
Yeah. There's one question is, who do you want reworked? And I'm like, please fix Banner.
Reworked, yeah.
Yeah, because he is sad.
Right, sorry, I had, you know, who do you want to see a different tier of confused with rework?
No, just fixed. Yep. I would love to see Banner made better.
Right.
He is a sad panda. All right, it is 9:09 in the PM, so it's time for perspectives.
But before you start, I did remember it was God Emperor Doom was who I had asked for. I want a
powerful
5-star Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be...
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
He's a good character.
Yeah, I can always hope.
Yep. All right.
Anyway.
Anywho, we all good?
Si, senor.
Relatively.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 172nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's best, foremost listener interactive podcast about Marvel Bolts Quest.
Yay.
Yeah. Last count heard in 58 countries around the world. I'm Woo! The only one you can call me Craig with me. We got Ray, we got Ian, they're KS72, they're SneakyBeat15. Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Was unexpected.
I miss what's up. I'm trying to bring it back.
All right. What year was that?
Oh, man. I don't know.
It was at the same time around those Budweiser commercials, right? Bud?
No, I think it was Wise later than that.
There's a YouTube featuring it in 2007, so...
The Waza?
But it had to have been before that.
Hmm. I should make you guys talk more. I had a root canal yesterday. My face still hurts. It sucked real bad.
Sad story.
Yeah, it was. I was not happy camper.
Are you better now?
It hurts a lot less today than it did yesterday.
Great. Do you think this show will be covering the week from 12/19 through 12/26?
Sure will.
In the year 2018?
In the year 2525. If we're all still alive.
Why don't you briefly tell us about some Deadpool dailies and upcoming events?
All right.
Sorry, I'm trying to give you a little less to say.
Yeah, I know. It was nice of you, but, I'm...
It's not going well at all.
your Deadpool dailies. Today was a Purple Peter Quill. All right, this is going out of the Peter Piper Pick Peppers thing, isn't it? I don't know. Thursday, Black Electra. Friday, Red Gambit. Saturday, Green Angel. Can you hear me? Sunday, Yellow Black Panther. Monday, Yellow Magneto. Tuesday, Green Storm. And Wednesday is a Yellow Get in the Gauge. Over the 5-day, 4-star crash.
Earth Skin Explosion.
Ooh, I'll do that. The 14th was I Can See for Miles and Miles and Miles. That was an easy one for me. How'd that go for you?
It was a bit of a slog, but he does turn invisible. And just when I was about to give up hope, I was like, wait, what a minute, what's Surprise do? And I was like, oh, it does just enough to get her off the screen. Thanks, Surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a good movie. I'm going to have to revisit that someday soon. Yeah, so I won. Everything went well.
Nice. Yeah, it was Miles isn't fantastic, but then again, neither is Spider-Woman. So
nope.
It was just a bit of a long, tedious battle.
Yep.
But yeah, win on the first try. So that's good.
Yeah. All right, coming up number next on the 19th. That was today. I remember this.
Yep.
You had Iceman versus Teen Gene. Yep. He froze her on his way to victory for me. Have you tried it yet today?
Nope. I would have taken that survey had I had a chance to log on today, but I will freeze her a second time and then use green.
Yeah, I did that. I used the freeze. I used the freeze again. I finally got green. I fired that off. Took like half of her hit points away. I'm like, okay. Freeze her again. Let's freeze her again. And eventually match damage one. I swear, it was four or five times. So again, way too much of a long, drawn-out fight. But it worked because she was just frozen the whole time.
Yeah, if you can get the blue matches, it's just over in a one-on-one versus Bobby.
He couldn't get enough blue to get the punch off. It wouldn't work.
See, I never throw the punch. I always just save that blue for another freeze. I always rely on his green to kill everybody.
Yeah, I understand. But after a while, I was looking forward to just punch and end it, but it didn't happen.
I got you. Who's next? On the 24th, surely this time it's Cloak and Dagger versus Doctor Strange. It's kind of a bummer for Cloak and Dagger because they're fun to just keep hitting that purple, over and over and over again? And they're, you want to throw those light daggers all the time. So against Strange, that can be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he'll keep shooting you in the face.
Yeah, 5-star Strange is no joke. And I do not know my way around Cloak and Dagger that well. Like, I feel like 4-2-4 should be able to get it done if I'm smart about it, but I'm not super sure.
I think you can get a good go at it.
I'm not confident, dry, and secure.
The yellow is definitely a good power, and the purple does damage as well. But yeah, it's going to be tricky just because of that punishing.
Yeah, you just kind of want to look. Hopefully, you get a pile of black on the board and let that do its thing.
Yeah. So, unrelated but related, the punishing Strange. Are you sitting down? Because we haven't gotten to the segment of the show yet. But I have been, for me, playing Strange Sights with some renewed vigor, like four clears on every node kind of vigor that I can. Two clears on the waves. It's been blowing my mind, but I've been back into it. He's so excellent against goons. Like, everybody knows this, but boy, it's just so easy. Like, my son can come over and be like, oh yeah, you gotta play this team. And I'll be like, listen, I'll let you pick any two people that you enjoy looking at, but the third person has to be Doctor Strange. And we're just gonna work through these goon levels. Lickety split.
Yeah. It's a true story.
That's all I got.
All right.
He's my number one character on PvE every day.
All right. Storyland. Strange Sights, as Ian says, going down. That'll get you three blades, a nebular, 30 CP. Top 50 folks get the greatest prize you can get in this game, which is a Dazzler cover. And then 51 to 400 are Deadpool. Starting up after that will be Hearts of Darkness. Three Deadpool and the super sweet Dazzler, 30 CP. Top folks is Ghost Rider, and then after that is Loki. 12 Days of Marble. Jesus. 12 Days of Marble will also be going on. We'll talk about that down in the news section here.
Great. PvP land. Oh, and the prizes were also appealing. I saw that, I meant of the Strange Sights, when I realized that the 1,100... 3-star blade covers I got from Sinister 600 weren't nearly enough. I figured I could wrangle three more out of this event. Man, every day I'd wake up and I'd be like, blade cover, blade cover, blade cover, blade cover. And I'd be like, yeah, keep them coming.
True story.
And then 1 minute before close, they'd be like, and Nebula. I'd be like, thanks, friends. All right.
Yeah. So PvP land, you got snowball fights running now. That'll get you Deadpool, Kate Bishop, 15 CP, Kingpin, and Cage. Followed up by Sticks and Stones, again, Cage, Kingpin, the CP. Top 10 is Infinity War, Spider-Man, and Hawkeye. Followed up by Made Up Name, which again, Hawkeye, Spider-Man, CP. Top 10 is sadly Safari Joe. And then 11 to 50 is Squirrel Girl. Let's head over to the Superhero Showdown.
Ding, ding.
Last week we had good old Turner to Century.
Yes!
Versus
Bicycle Built for Victory.
Versus Modred the Mystic. And that battle was brought to you by Battlecry.
Battlecry.
All right, Ray, what were the votes?
So I have a few comments that I thought were interesting. The first one was, I officially cannot handle Superhero Showdown this week. This makes Andromeda / Ronin look like Creed Balboa. Sorry, Turner, you're dead. And dead is spelled D-E-D. And by the way, there was no R. It was you dead.
You did.
Second comment. Superhero Showdown, Turn of the Century versus Modred. Going with Modred because I've at least heard of him before. Less of a reason, but I'll take it. And finally, I don't have a long drawn-out story, but the way you described Turn of the Century with the handlebar mustache, all I could picture was Doc Holliday from Tombstone, and there's no way I can see Doc Holliday losing. When all the magic starts flying, Doc will just yell, I'm your Huckleberry, drill Mordred, which is actually... But Mojo. Anyway. Call him a daisy and ride off into the sunset. Turn of the Century wins. I thought that was a really good, really good.
That is.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. But Mordred's no daisy at all.
if you include all the voting from live audience last time, Mordred the Mystic wins at like 87%. So there you go.
Mordred into the victory column.
Yeah.
And you know, I've completely lost track of how many people were in the victory column.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Un momento.
Did you at least keep track of who is one?
8, 9, 10. He was number 11. Okay.
11. Yes. I concur.
16 is where it tops out?
Yeah. We're going to do 16, and then we'll go to bracket 2, round 2.
Okay.
All right. So this week, however, in the Pentaconta-Kai-Trigon, man, that's a hard word, we got Northstar versus Drax. Who wants to go?
Are you ready to go? Yeah, you are going to go first.
Okay.
All right.
So Drax the Destroyer, and this is not necessarily Drax from the movie. It's not really distant from Drax if you only know him from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. But this was Arthur Douglas, who was killed by Thanos because Thanos came to Earth on a surveillance mission. But unfortunately, Arthur was traveling with his wife and daughter, and Thanos decided he didn't want to have any witnesses, so he stopped and killed them.
No, in his defense, the dude was a real estate agent, and no one likes those.
That is true. He was a real estate agent.
I'm glad Jared doesn't listen to this show.
So, unfortunately for Thanos, his father, Mentor, was watching and decided that wasn't right. So he went to Kronos, and who's, you know, the father of all Titans, and Kronos then formed Drax the Destroyer using Arthur Douglas's spirit. So Drax is a being created out of Kronos's power, and it's a being specifically designed to defeat Thanos, to be an antagonist for Thanos and attack him and destroy him. At one point in the storyline, Thanos gets killed, and Drax gets angry because he wasn't the one to do it, and he decides that he has nothing in the universe to do. So he attacks the person who killed Thanos, who happened to be Captain Marvel. Didn't go very well. They fought for a long time, though. So Drax can hold his own against Thanos. Drax can hold his own against Captain Marvel. I think Drax is
Marvel?
Marvel.
The original, the Kree.
Yes.
The Kree guy.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. So he has an artificial body. He has superhuman strength and stamina, superhuman durability, an accelerated healing factor, which is really hard to know how good it is because his durability is so big. He takes all sorts of damage, but he doesn't actually take damage. He just takes it and moves on. So we're not really sure where his healing factor lies, but he also apparently has superhuman senses. So he can detect people coming. It's almost impossible to surprise. They say that he can smell, he can recognize whether or not you're human or Skrull or whatever, just by your scent. So, and he has a special aura, which this won't come into play during the fight, but when he gets near Thanos, he gets stronger and more powerful. So there you go. That's Drax. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, lucky for me, I am not Thanos. I am the man that puts the alpha in Alpha Flight. You guessed it, Northstar. Northstar has a surprising number of the characteristics just mentioned. He has superhuman stamina, superhuman endurance. He has speed that kind of, I don't want to go so far as to say he is, because he is faster than the likes of like Quicksilver and some other speedsters. That just doesn't come in the burst the way that speedsters do. He can travel at 99.9% of light speed.
Wow.
That's pretty fast.
That's pretty fast. And his body takes the kinetic energy out of his own molecules. And this increases the durability of his skin so he can withstand damage. He can throw punches at such great speed, he's able to hurt even the Hulk. Mm. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they would be fairly evenly matched. I feel like my flight would give me a distinct advantage, though.
That's true, but you got to get close sometime. I don't know.
I do. I feel like I'm coming in so fast.
Yeah.
With each hit and exiting. I'm hoping that, you know, I'm smart enough as North Star to do a stick and move. To float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, if you will. Hopefully no one's if no one said that yet, I would like to copyright that now, but I feel like I've heard it somewhere before. I'm a world-class professional skier.
I'm pretty. I'm a bad man.
How is that coming into play?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that if it comes up, you're probably going to get out skied.
It came up regularly in the Bond movies, so it has to have some use.
And anything else that I need to allow me to use my super speed effectively, I conveniently have. I have advanced equilibrium. I have great reaction time, exceptional coordination, excellent agility. So I can, you know, travel at speed without making myself sick.
That's good.
Yeah. If I was just fast and like, oh, this hurts me. But, boy.
Do you ever wonder why none of the superheroes ever, like, become, like, professional athletes just to make a big bunch of bank?
I'm pretty sure nobody would put money into that. That's just cheating, man.
He ain't cheating. There's no juice. He's not taking any juice.
That's true.
He would test completely like on every steroid test.
I feel like there's just not a lot of money to be had as a professional skier.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he could be, you know, like a sprinter on the, you know, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, again, that's a...
Yeah, they would get old really quick.
Win some gold medals for Canada. You know, they need some once in a while that aren't in an Olympic sport.
Right. He is Canadian, so I don't know how that's going to pan out. I'm just saying, here in the United States, I feel like our Olympic-level athletes are underappreciated. And, you know, that's not going to take you very far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, surely he could go to Europe, and don't call him Shirley, and, you know, play some footy or something and get himself a few $100 million contract.
I don't. For sure. I don't think you have thought this all the way through. All right. So he shows up to the race. He moves nearly the speed of light and wins. How long is it before everybody gets tired of seeing that one guy move nearly the speed of light and win? Like, okay, we know you can do that. That's nice.
I get it for the race.
He wants to play some other things. Right. I'm with you. Like, it turns out that per your example, I can watch Usain Bolt run dozens of times a day and not get bored.
I'm just saying, if he goes and plays the footy. You know, and your Manchester fans, they will never get tired of themselves winning, you know, 75-0 in every game. They will pay big money for that.
I figure they could just coast on Tony Stark's millions like everybody else does. But anyway, I think it's really close this week. I haven't had a fight this close in the Penta Conta Kai Trigon in a long time.
Oh, I think I got you, though. I forgot to mention one thing. I have daggers. Mm. Two of them.
Yeah.
I can fly?
I'm curious to see where this plays out. To me, North Star wins this easily, but...
I disagree. It's nearly impossible to hurt Drax. I
don't think he's ever been punched in the face at the speed of light. That's a lot of punch.
While that's true, he has managed to rip Thanos' heart out of his chest with his bare hands.
I think Northstar could do that too.
And I don't think he can put his hands on Northstar. Northstar too fast and flies.
Mm-hmm. But Drax can turn invisible in his own mind. No.
Yes. Well, that's not a good power, it turns out. That power sucks.
Alright, we'll let the audience decide.
Yeah, audience, please vote. Who wins? North Star v. Drax. All right, let's move on to the news.
News.
Oh, we got a new support. Vanessa Fisk is here. I'm not sure who you would put her on. Mm-hmm. Perk one, when a friendly power is fired, there's a 19% chance to remove an enemy special tile. That's pretty good. Perk three, when the supported character fires a power, there is a 34% chance to steal 3 random AP. That's pretty nice. And perk five, the supported character's powers deal an extra 2,388 damage to enemies. Eh. However, you put her on Kingpin, and then you get baby Kingpins, and you also get a 95% chance that he will reduce the strength of an enemy attack tile by 152.
Wow. So not just removing them, but making them worthless.
Real quick. So there you go. So you got the, you know, the standard store going on, the vault, 120 items, one master token, 5 advanced, 9 beginner. That's going down. We got the Red Hulk Heroes for Hire store for 4,800 hero points to get you a purple Red Hulk cover, 2 advanced Vanessa tokens, and 3 beginner Vanessa tokens. And you got the Wilson Fisk Heroes for Hire for 250 CP to get yourself 1 yellow Fisk, a Vanessa Master, and 3 Vanessa Advanced, and 100,000 red ISO. There you go. Vanessa Fisk. I know nothing about her other than what was in the TV show.
Yeah, it seems she's completely different in the comic.
This drawing of her looks way better than, you know, the actress in the TV show.
But... oh, that's just mean, man.
Sorry, if I ever personally run into that actress, whom I won't recognize, I will tell her I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you got burned on a podcast, but you don't hold a candle to art.
All right, the 168 release notes. Ian, are you sitting down?
Howdy.
All right. Are you ready? Hey, nope. Thanks for playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Thank you for making Marvel Puzzle Quest. I've been at it for quite a number of years now. I don't think that I've ever gotten this much traction out of a game, especially a Match 3 game.
Although that Willy Wonka game is riding with a bullet.
Yeah, it's not going to come close, though.
Oh, God, no.
No.
I'm going to get bored with it real quick.
That is a genuine toilet game right there. This is...
multiple levels.
Yeah, this game's got staying power. I'm getting burned out on Willy Wonka already.
Yeah.
All right. It fixes the game no longer crashes when making a Heroes for Hire purchase while the game's getting a daily patch.
It could.
That's an odd bug fix, but good. That's it. That's all it's in update land.
Wow.
The last thing in the news, we have the winter holidays celebration. All kind of stuff here.
The 12 marvels of Christmas.
That's one of them.
Or 12 days of... tell me about them. I need to know.
One of them is excellent.
So right now there's the Happy Holidays bundle, which you can purchase right now, which will get you all the Carnage.
Yeah.
6 Carnage covers, 4,200 hero points, 25 CP, Elitist Legends, 3 heroics, and 5 elites for the $29.99.
And they made Carnage more desirable, but you'll get to that in a minute.
Yes. Strange Sights, like we said, are going down. I forgot to mention, it's double ISO 8 going down
right
now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So double ISO there, double ISO in Snowball Fight, double ISO in Hearts of Darkness, double ISO in Sticks and Stones. That's all
the
nice.
The real reason I'm playing Strange Sights.
Yeah. So Cletus will now give you Doc Ock covers.
Oh.
Starting on Friday at levels 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Especially since my Carnage is at a level 303. That'll be awesome.
You know, I have no idea where I have Cletus.
What had he been giving previously?
Nothing.
Just legendary tokens at that stage.
Oh, okay.
Cletus. Why can I not find... my Cletus is at 285.
Yeah, there you go. Get one right away.
I'll get one. The 12 Days of Marvel story event starts on the 21st, runs through the 2nd. A new mission will unlock each day. Each mission can only be completed one time. This is perfect for Ian. You only got to play once a day.
Shazam.
Each mission will require a character from a specific family. So Avengers, X-Men, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Guardians of the Galaxy, the Inhumans, the Defenders, the Dark Avengers, the Sinister Six, the Champions, Spider-Man, Supervillains, and Superheroes. Mission difficulty will scale to your roster. Progression rewards will include a Peggy Carter, a Bishop, and a Taskmaster.
Taskmaster.
I need all those things.
Yeah. I need more Taskmaster.
I need any Taskmaster. Or Master. Whichever.
Call me Master. Obey your Master. That's all the news. You got anything local land?
I have some very local MPQ news concerning my roster.
All right.
It was a happy and sad day. First, I got to champion my fifth five-star, finally.
Wow.
It's been a long time, but oddly enough, Loki. I got Loki championed, so that was awesome. And in the process, I managed to get a bonus five-star.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lies.
So for who I have bonused, or who I had favorited, it was Okoye. Unfortunately, it turned very sad that my Okoye now has two saved covers because I already have red and it gave me a red. So instead of also having a championed Okoye, I have a 4-3-5 Okoye still with two saved covers. So the good news is, if I get another red, I can turn all three in and get a championed Okoye, I guess.
Hooray!
I'd very much rather have one of the other two covers so that they count as levels, but, you know.
What were we calling Jacopo here?
Jacopo?
We were calling him Screech.
Screech. I really like Jacopo, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I threw that out there, because I remember what we were calling him.
He is the best man with a knife.
That's right. I really like him more than I should.
I enjoy playing with
him.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I love watching him stab people in the back. I like killing him and then having him resurrect. That's fun.
I like when his giant suit of armor comes around and stomps on people.
Oh, man, that can be good.
I don't, because it does almost no damage and only happens like once every like three turns.
Oh, apparently you have it at a different level than I do.
Oh, yours happens all the time?
No, it doesn't happen all the time, but it does a really decent amount of damage. Oh,
really?
It's because I'm using him with Okoye. Never mind. Okoye
That's cheating.
Okoye makes everybody have good damage.
Yeah, that's sure, team up anybody with Okoye and a big pile of team up.
That is true, yeah.
I mean, I have him at 4-3-3, level 405, and that green is doing 2,611 damage.
Mm.
So it's not that exciting.
Destroying a row or a column?
Yeah, it destroys a row.
Okay. That's helpful.
But the row doesn't do damage or generate AP.
Right.
No.
Mine does 6,500, so it's significantly more, but it's still not fantastic. But, you know, with a Koye, it's pretty good. Yeah. And Dagger Surprise does amazing amounts of damage. I mean, it's 8,000 for every, you know, up to times 3. So it could be 24,000, but then you throw on a Koye and...
Yeah, then it's absurd. Sure.
I've done more than 50,000 points of damage to that backstab. It's pretty good.
Good old Screech. All right. I'll have to try to remember that. I got to commit that one to memory.
It's still new. You can always shift to Jacopo if you want to make Ray happy.
Nah, not really. We already used Jacopo in a D&D campaign. I don't think Ray gets him twice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's fair. I do remember him. I wasn't even in that campaign, and I heard about him.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Cool.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's a wicked big break.
All right. Let's talk about this fancy four-star that does some stuff and does some more stuff, switching abilities, doing things. Wicked. He's blue, he's yellow, he's green.
He's big, he's his heavy, blue. He's
blue. He's Log. No, he is not Log. He is somehow even better than Log.
He's better than bad, he's good?
Yes. So, let's talk about his blue. It's got, I don't know, I'm actively reading it now, and I don't know that his initial blue does anything. If I'm totally wrong in that, now's your chance to correct me. A little bit from now is also your chance to correct me, and much later is also your chance to correct me. But he's got a power called Mystical Destiny, which is passive and does nothing. And once you have at least 9 AP in all colors, then he turns into an absolute wrecking machine, as I discovered in his Crash the Titans.
You have that power nailed. That is exactly right.
Then it becomes Power of the Demiurge, and he now all of a sudden, when he makes any match, it destroys a row or a column, dealing damage and generating AP for everything that gets destroyed. It gets less expensive as the level of this goes up. So when you have it at level 5, you now only need 6 of every AP in all colors. So team up does not count. So yeah, it's a really, really potent power. The one time I got to use it, I was really impressed. Less impressed is the magical barrier. It costs 9 yellow AP, and it creates two random 5-turn countdown tiles that reduce damage from enemy matches and powers by 15%. If you match the countdown tiles, or if they get destroyed, he gets some health back. Eventually, he will make 4 of these countdown tiles. They'll resist 20% damage, and they'll give him 823 health back. And then, everybody's second favorite, Chain Lightning. Good old Chain Lightning. Best possible power you could get when playing Heroes of Might and Magic 3. Also, very good when playing Wiccan. Costs 12 green AP. It does about 4,400 damage and destroys tiles and deals damage but does not generate AP. It destroys, you choose a column, it destroys that column. It does lots of stuff. It's wacky.
Yeah.
It destroys a column. Yeah. Who knew about special tiles? If that column contains an enemy special tile, destroy a random column until one with no enemy special tiles is destroyed. Wow. He does, how does that work with someone like Carnage?
Eventually you blast every column.
Yeah.
That's good times. So if this guy, based on my own reading, isn't a 5-3-5, I know even less about this game than I thought I did. Like, I'm not saying that Magical Barrier is a big, like, sad trombone, but compared to the other two, compared to that Demiurge power, and Chain Lightning just looks wacky. I'm all on board for this now. Does this guy not have enough health? What is the flaw that I'm not seeing in this character that means that, you know, that he does not get used?
He does not have a great deal of health. It's 13,000 at, you know, 274, so it's not fantastic.
Does he not combo well with people? Is that the situation? Like, standalone, he sounds like he's good, but I can't pair him appropriately with anybody, so he's fallen down the tiers. And again, it might be that I just don't know what I'm talking about in this game, which I discovered earlier today. I'm going to go off the rail just a smidge. As I was reading the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit today, and someone had a question like, hey, how do you play this game? And I remember there was once a time when I thought I could, give people advice on how to play this game. Man, the first comment was a longtime friend of the show, Hacksaw Jeff Dugan. He was like, paragraph, math, science, more math, advice, comfort. I was like, oh my God. I was like, match the colors. Don't play PvP. You get the hardcore
people
hard.
When they're talking about, you know, join this slice at this time. I'm like, I ain't got no time to be talking about slices.
It wasn't about sliciness. He was just, it was one of the most concise, helpful answers I've seen in a long time. I was like, I'm done. I'm never checking into the subreddit again. Everybody has this covered and then some. I'm going to find a clever picture, like that picture of Big Hero 6 that someone posted, and I'm going to repost it soon.
I mean, in the time where, you know, he was boosted, you had to use him, I like to put him with Marika.
Yeah.
Since you have to get all that AP anyway in every color, you might as well get her bonus going for, you know, you having more AP than the other person.
Sure.
The other problem, which was pointed out by actually Jeff here on the Discord, is that his blue only works to when you make matches with his colors. Like, if there's somebody else who is going to be tanking, and the power is not going to be working.
Unless you have it beyond level 3. At level 3,
well, it's all,
while he has the power of the Demiurge, all his matches will destroy their row.
All his matches. All matches made by Wiccan.
Oh, made by him. Yes. I see. Yes. Yeah. So he has to be in front. Yeah, that is a bit of a snafu that I now recognize by reading.
But,
man.
I don't know. Literacy. I haven't used him because I just got him. He's my lowest 4-star champ 4-star, so.
Right.
Haven't used him much, but I don't know. I might try him out especially with America. That seems like a pairing that would work well.
Sure. There you go. That's Billy Kaplan, also known as Wiccan. That's with Sunny and Xandar.
Good deal. Hey, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Mailbag. Sorry. tried to stall for time. It didn't work. We did not have a whole lot of comments in the mailbag, but the comments we did have were extensive. So I pared them down a little bit. D-Wing is first. He says, "Dear Lord, the diehard Christmas movie argument has become my least favorite part of the holiday season."
Yeah,
it's getting old pretty quick. And he did ask, he says, "I'll bite. What show are y'all talking about with the Star Trek Bezos?" We're talking about South Park. Yeah, South Park recently had a couple episodes where Bezos was portrayed as one of the big-headed aliens from Star Trek original pilot, The Cage. And the moment he came on, it was hilarious. I think they fit it very well to those creatures or whatever you call them, and it was good. Craig is chiding someone for not updating information in a timely manner. Really? I don't know who you were chiding, but...
I don't know.
What Marvel character would receive the most resounding good for him or her from the fans regarding getting married? He says Grimm would be way up there. Anybody else come to mind? To me, it's just him, because nobody wants to marry a guy made out of rocks. That's weird. Nothing? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Crickets.
Sorry, dude. I got sucked into other things. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm totally part of the show.
Okay. He also says, sounds like Cable, not Bishop, and Doc Ock might be chummy, given the amount of green that Nathan can churn out, plus Cable's propensity to fortify countdown tiles seems useful. Yeah, sure, if I had more than one cover of Cable ever.
Yeah, same guy from the future, big gun.
Given we're discussing an anthropomorphized pig about Spider-Man.
Peter Parker.
Yeah. Right.
Craig saying that he likes his spider ham covered in honey is uncomfortable. And more onomatopoeia-based powers would be glorious. I totally agree. And just as a reference point, he says he has 203 roster slots, soon to be 204, once Willie Style gets drawn. So, what did you say you were at, 202? I think that's what you said.
In 1 second, I will
look. It seems like a lot. I don't know.
202, yes.
All right. Well, you're right there with D-Wing.
And I do not have any kingpins yet.
None?
No, got no kingpins. Spent all of my CP and got no kingpins.
Yeah, I did not spend my CP on that, so I really don't. Prondiac, he had a week late comments on last week's show, or the week before show. He says that Rogue being called Rouge is like nails on a chalkboard, and I really don't understand how people keep typing it wrong in the forums and Reddit. I think that just makes me want to do it more. New support, the Tinkerer, I like it. If only getting supports were easier and Red ISO wasn't so hard to acquire. He also said that Blonde makes Lethal Weapon 4. Blonde Widow, he has at 531, never use her. Keep her in Deflate of meh, because she just doesn't seem like a competitor. She's not that bad. I really like the health that she gives, but 531, you're not going to use her for a while. From last week, HQ Trivia with Mean Girls, Le Sai. He did say that Sunday was supposed to be SpongeBob Trivia, but it got canceled because, and I did not know this, the co-creator apparently killed himself over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not see that in any way. Nobody mentioned. Apparently Colin Kroll.
What's that?
Colin Kroll is...
He's the guy who invented Vine and then took his Vine money and made HQ, and then something happened where he was no longer alive.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So he also said a new Alliance event, Sinister 600. I like the different stuff, but the top reward seemed unattainable for my Alliance. The difficulty seemed higher this time. The different Goblin Ock skins were pretty cool, though, so I can only imagine that they might be made available in the future. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I added that part, but...
Know what I mean?
I really want to think you guys did the math wrong for the event by wanting to split your people up. The answer to that is yes, we really did the math wrong. We ended up just focusing on hard, because Deadly was way too difficult for much of our
lives. Deadly was no joke. It was a challenge.
It was, and I actually, the first day, Craig and I played Deadly, and, I think most of the team played Deadly, but it was too much for a lot of people, and it was rough. You had to think about what you were doing. Finally, Twomp the DJ. I see the theme of the last episode was that if the joke doesn't succeed, try again, and then try some more, and then just keep trying. Craig hating on somebody's made-up song, huh? And irony has struck again.
What was the joke last episode?
What was that?
What was the joke last episode?
I don't know. No, was you. We kept trying jokes and got no laughs, and we're like, "Well, you got to throw it out there."
All right.
And we kept doing that. Lastly, good job, Ian, on saving up those hero points. Anything less than 10K would be uncivilized. Cough, cough, Craig.
Wow.
So there you go. That's all the news that's fit to copy and paste onto this doc.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. I have like 1,800 right now, and that's like, you know, a bumper crop for me. All right. What are we doing this show? I don't have any idea. All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
Man, I forget how this show works. We just want to pump.
To pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let me pump up my infographic so that I can read it. Oh, no. There's new people. Oh, that's okay. We'll start with the 3 stars. I've used those before. I can help you on some of those. Hey, Doctor Strange, I mentioned him. He's awesome. He kills goons. He'll kill goons extra good with a boost. His other stuff will be unaffected. Hot guy. Other than his blue, I truthfully don't remember what his other 2 abilities are or what they do. There's that one where he dances naked, and then there's one where something else happens. I've never fired them. I don't know what they do. His blue does a grab bag of fun effects. Yeah,
that you can fire off real quick.
5. It's a bargain. It's a bargain. Scarlet Witch. Woo! She makes purple. She won't be really affected by the boost. Her purple does something good, but I don't use it. Probably is it stuns and does some AoE.
Yeah.
So look into her. She's on the tail end. Man, if she would have been boosted along with Heroes for Hire last week, it would have been the greatest day of Craig's life 2 years ago.
Yep.
Thanos. He's good. He's just like the other Thanos, except smaller. He's the one that got beat by Drax.
Isn't the difference he doesn't stun, little Thanos doesn't stun?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. But his get some more damage out of his black. Patch is red and is green. Look into it. They'll do more things. Now, let's see. Good old man from the future with a giant gun, also known as Bishop. Nope. Nope. Hey, his yellow will create stronger projectiles. And his red potentially does a little bit of damage. Could do a little bit more. Oh, good old Invisible Woman is also boosted. Her green does a weirdly ton of damage. It should do an absolute truckload while she's boosted.
So you're not going to explain why you were laughing at Invisible Woman?
I'm not.
Okay.
I didn't know how much detail I should go into. I thought it was just for my benefit.
Everyone can check the infographic for the Invisible Woman if you're curious. It's posted on the webpage, so.
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite funny. I very, very much laughed out loud just now because of the infographic. But let's talk about Fury, the recently reworked Nick Fury, who used to be a 355, and then getting all sorts of different colors in line so that you could make yellow effective was annoying. So they got rid of that part. Now yellow's real good. And his trap tiles, his blue trap tiles do a ton of damage still. His purple, no one knows what that does. It's kind of meh. Makes a strike tile. Does a little bit of damage. Punisher to the max. He's boosted. His black looks to be effective. And his green, a little bit more so. And everybody's favorite character, who definitely doesn't need to be reworked, Sam Wilson, a.k.a. Captain Falcon.
Falcon America?
Falcon America. He puts out some really strong projectiles when he's boosted. And if you ever get enough red to fire his red, it should do a hefty amount of damage plus. All right, let's load. This is the learning part of the show. Let's see what Samurai suggests. 3-star Luke Cage, but he's not boosted.
Oh, he's got a PvP coming up.
Okay. So he's got a PvP going up. So you could pair him with Iron Fist and Scarlet Witch.
Just to make Greg happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a good combo. It's a classic. Or you could pair him with Bishop and Invisible Woman. Let's see. Bishop makes a ton of blue, which you can use to stun people. Or You can use it to make Invisible Woman make huge strength tiles. She do that?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, me. Her rework was good. I just thought it gave her a green nuke. I didn't know it did other things. That's exciting.
Yeah, she does way more damage now.
Right. So between these combinations, you have, you know, her green, Luke Cage's yellow and black, and Bishop's red. All good avenues to deal lots of damage. And that is what, listen to me now and believe me later, Mystify? Woo!
Yay!
That's another segment under my belt.
All right, you got one more.
Oh, no, not another segment.
Yeah, it's time for Ray D and Support Corner.
I also had dental work done. Make Ray do it.
I was saying boo earns. All right.
Yeah, we're good.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
This week, in-game support, I want to talk about Craig's favorite support. He doesn't even know what I'm talking about. The Pocket Radio Party Starter.
Yeah!
You can equip this to any character, but why would you do that? You should just put this on... Oh, Allison Blair, that's her name. I'm like, drew a blank there for a second. Rank 1. It comes in 3 ranks. 1-star, 3-star, 5-star. At rank 1, supported characters' green match damage is increased. Starts at 21 and goes all the way up to nearly 400. Green match. All right, she uses green. Rank 3, the supported characters' red match damage is increased. Starts at 63 and goes up to nearly 400. All right, there you go. Rank 5, the base black match damage is increased. Starts at 84 and goes up to 530. So, all right, it does match damage increase. That's pretty straightforward. And when you put it on Dazzler, when she makes a match, you have a chance to create 2 red charge tiles. And that chance starts at 25% and goes all the way up to a 57% chance. So if you have her tanking colors, you can get a bunch of red charge tiles doing that. So green damage, red damage, black damage, and red charge tiles to increase those. Yeah, there you go. It's pretty straightforward. I've never seen a support so straightforward. It's a radio. Turn it on. All right. There you go. That's the in-game support.
Turn that radio up. For put that it on sweet Dazzler. Sound, hold me closer, let me go. Keep the spirit alive, let me lose control. Baby, okay. baby.
All right.
Ian, do you have something to share? There you go.
I do. Hello, I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
I lost my recommended out-of-game support, so I'll try one on my very own. The way I always do. Hey, Craig.
Yes, Ian?
Do I have any kids?
You do?
I do. So around this time of year, seeing as I was born and raised in North America specifically, a lot of people celebrate the Christmas holiday coming up soon.
True story.
If you had a 4-year-old kid, what might be a good way to help him keep track of the days coming towards Christmas so that he wouldn't have to bother you every single day if today is going to be Christmas?
An advent calendar?
You could think of exactly an advent calendar.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
We like these so much. We each have one here in our house. For those of you who don't know what an advent calendar is, it is a little calendar with 1 through 24 special little opening doors, and behind them often has some sort of treat or mini gift or something to not only let you count down the days until Christmas, but, you know, give you something to tide you over until then.
Chocolate is the only acceptable version of this.
Not true. His gives him a different Paw Patrol toy every day, all holiday themed. Mine gives me a variety of cheese every day.
Of course it does.
It does. This last one was Havarti. And my wife's gives her a chocolate-covered Oreo every day. Or a fudge-dipped Oreo, specifically. So there's something fun to do to help, you know, count down to Christmas. And so they do a little bit of my job for me. So they're this week's out-of-game support, the Advent Calendar. Thanks, Fortify?
Fortify.
Fortify yourself with some forts.
All right. All right, let's go OG style and open up some tokens.
Oh, yeah.
I've got 3, I think.
Oh, my. Yeah. I better go first.
You
get
this go
out
first?
Of the way. Now I'll go.
All right.
Cybernetic Eye, give me something good. Five star. Screech. Destroy everything.
Nice. I hear if you use him with Okoye.
It does a ton of damage. That's good, because I have him at a 0-2-0. Those two, the two abilities that you guys rave about, don't have any of those. Someday I'll have Feign Death and Shadow Play. Shadow Play turns into Surprise Knife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Surprise Knife. Me or you?
It doesn't matter.
Do it, Doug.
Too late! Oh, it's a 4-star. But it's a 4-star Winter Soldier. I don't know. Okay. That was disappointing, but there you go. He is now at a 289.
You know, Screech, you could always call him, like, Jokey, because he can come out and be like, it's a surprise! Jokey Smurf.
Yeah, all right. I got it. But all for right. some reason, your Jokey Smurf impression
I know,
sounds
it was,
an awful
get ready
lot
for
like
a big surprise!
Surprise!
I know.
Surprise!
I couldn't remember what Jokey Smurf sounds like. I remember having a stupid, like, giggle, and then he says it's a surprise, and he laughs at you, and then your face explodes. Anyway, cybernetic guy here.
It was actually a Total Recall.
Yeah.
Reference, but...
Cybernetic guy gets me a purple.
Oh, nice. I'm
Feign
going to...
Death!
Ooh!
Cybernetic guy number 2 is a Hulkbuster Overdrive, and number 3 is a Luke Cage Hero for Hire. Oh, with a bonus? Quick reflexes. Iron Spider.
Oh.
So I gotta save that, because my spider is at like a 7-2-2 now at this point. Luke Cage is up to 295. Hulkbuster is at 296. And my Loki is now a 4-3-4.
Wow, getting up there.
Yeah. Good times. Great oldies. 3WS.
3WZ?
Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
This guy.
This guy. We need to have more, we need to add more segments to the show so we get more sponsors.
No.
All right.
Definitely not.
Okay, fine. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
It is called the Soon-to-be-named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We have aligned ourselves with a variety of other podcasts, bringing you lots of great free entertainment. If you would like to check it out, please go to our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, for a direct link to any of the shows, or catch us all at soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
So Twomp asks, Greg, do you still point at yourself when you say this guy?
Yeah, buddy.
I never have. I just never, ever.
Yeah, it's with two thumbs, too. This guy.
Oh, I know what the problem is. It's right after opening the tokens, and I always have my iPad in hand, so my hands are full. That's why it never happens.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, Ray, Craig, and listeners, I am working on... I'm definitely not doing this. But I'm working on the survey while we're doing the show.
Okay.
Can someone tell me the difference between Crash of the Mad Titan and Come and Get Me as far as events go? Which one is the one where we all get together and beat up Thanos? And what's the other one?
Nope.
Is one of them a PvP and the other one's the Alliance event?
Come and Get Me is the Alliance event. I don't know what Crash of the Mad Titan is.
Is that... Nope. No. Nope, I'm going to have to wait on everybody who's typing.
That's okay. I got at least half of the information I needed from, you guessed it, UNC Samurai.
Oh.
Sakaar Arena, I don't remember that either.
Apparently, they say that Crash of the Mad Titan was the Daily Deadpool thing where you could use a 3 or 4 star. But I don't remember that in any way.
Oh, I do remember that. That was fun. That's definitely getting a check mark.
Refresh my memory before I take the survey. It's good?
And I thought it was, yeah. I'm just going to be okay with what I've done there.
Okay.
Shield training. What's shield training?
Oh,
they've had like
okay.
12 of them.
Samurai says, yeah, 5 days long, new crash for every for an LT every day, a legendary token every day. That does sound familiar. Yeah, that was good.
Shield training's the events that they've been putting out with every new character now, where you have to play a bunch of matches with 3 people that should always be Dazzler. And then,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
It always is. Don't worry.
Okay. Are we good?
Moving on. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope. I'm good.
Nay.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the D3 forums. It's Christmas time. Go to our Amazon banner, buy yourself some love, and show us some love. Or cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Oh, man, I forgot to think of a clue for next week's battle. Crap bags. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, watch out for royal bird aliens.
That's the worst clue in the history of all your clues. This is the best day.
I totally did not think of any clues until I got nothing.
All right, but there
I'm
it is.
Really, yeah, I'm getting well. The getting's good. Goodbye, friends. Right.
Bye.
Yeah. That was a steaming pile of clue.
you make my face hurt.